Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 37.
Coffee Break Chinese. 我是 Crystal.
我是马克。很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
太棒了，马克。
We're back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese, and I have to admit, this is an exciting one for me, because finally, one of my ambitions has been completed in this episode, because we are heading to a very particular place in China.
Where is it?
Changcheng.
Wow.
Yes, this was the episode we recorded at the Great Wall when Hongyu and I decided to take a trip to the Mutianyu Great Wall. And so we can hear the conversation in this episode.
Brilliant.
Now, we also shot some video footage for this episode, and we will put that on our YouTube channel, so make sure you check that out. It was quite an exciting trip for me, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with our listeners. Let's get started. 准备好了吗?
开始吧。
Okay, now there are actually three parts to our conversation, so we're going to listen to all of them and then we'll split them up and talk about what is contained in each part. Some interesting vocabulary here, and I'm sure you'll tell my excitement from the conversations. Let's have a listen.
你好，马克。
你好，红友。今天我们去哪儿？
今天天气不错，我们去长城。
太棒了。I know how to say this. I'm looking forward to going to the Great Wall. 我期待去长城。
我们去慕田峪长城。
太棒了。我们怎么去？
我们可以坐大巴，也可以坐出租车。
我们坐大巴。
非常好，大巴很便宜。
Okay, so we've decided to go to the Great Wall. Now we need to get our tickets for the 大巴。
你好，我想买两张去慕田峪的大巴票，多少钱？
一共40块。
给。
去慕田峪的大巴10:01发车。
谢谢。
And now here we are at the Great Wall of China.
马克，你感觉怎么样？
长城太长了，我太累了。
加油，不到长城非好汉。
你说什么？我听不懂。
哈哈，这是一句名言 ，a famous saying。如果你没登上长城，你就不是一个勇敢的男人。很难。I will explain.In English, if you fail to reach the Great Wall, you are not a great man.
啊，我想上长城。
太棒了，如果你成功了，我就请你吃火锅。
I'm not sure what you said there, but I hope it was good.
I've just said that if you succeed, I will treat you to a Chinese hot pot.
太好了，How do you say let's go?
出发。
出发。Okay, so quite a lot in these three conversations. And then, as usual, we're going to go back through these in more detail, and Crystal's here to help us. I'm back in Scotland now. I have to say that some of this vocabulary and some of these words, I think, only really came while I was there. And I think that's what happens when you're learning a language. When you're on the spot, sometimes things are easier.
Absolutely.
And then afterwards, it's very easy to forget. So let's go through our conversations and we'll see if we can understand everything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll begin with a conversation between Hongyu and me as we're deciding where to go, or as Hongyu's explaining where we're going today. In fact, my question is, today, where are we going?
你好，马克。
你好，红友。今天我们去哪儿？
今天天气不错，我们去长城。
Okay, so we have decided to go to the Changcheng, the Great Wall, and...What's the reason for this? Because Hongyu gives us something about 今天, he says.
天气不错。
So 天气 is the weather, is that right?
Yeah, because 天 is sky, 气 is energy. So it's the weather.
Okay, right. So the weather is 不错, not bad. So the weather's not bad. We are going to the 长城. Let's listen on.
今天天气不错,我们去长城。太棒了。
I know how to say this. I'm looking forward to going to the Great Wall. 我期待去长城.
So I'm using that expression again. 我期待. I'm looking forward to doing something. And we can look forward to a verb or we can look forward to a noun.
Yes.
In this case, I said 我期待去长城.
对.
Could I just have said 我期待长城?
You could too, but 去长城, going to the Great Wall is more accurate.
Okay, good stuff. Now, Hongyu explains that we are going to a particular part of the Great Wall. Obviously, there are many places where you can see the Great Wall. It's great. It's very large, so you can see it at different points. But we decide to go to one particular place.
Uh-huh. 慕田峪.
慕田峪. Now, that is just to the north, I think, of Beijing, as far as I remember.
You tell me, I've never been to 慕田峪 Changcheng. Okay. I've been to 八达岭 Changcheng.
Right, so that's another very well-known part of the Great Wall to visit from Beijing.
Yeah.
What Hong Yu's advice was that the Great Wall at 慕田峪 was a little quieter, perhaps not as many tourists.
Was it really?
There were lots of tourists, but there was a good atmosphere. It was good. And we got speaking to lots of people there, so that was nice.
Yeah.
I actually spoke to a Mexican family that were touring the world, and they were stopping off at the Great Wall of China on their way to other parts of the world, which was very interesting. Anyway, so Hong Yu says, we are going to the 慕田峪 Changcheng. Let's listen.
我们去慕田峪 Changcheng.
太棒了,我们怎么去?
So what was my question?
我们怎么去?
How do we get there?
我们可以坐大巴,也可以坐出租车。
So we can take a bus, and we can also take the train.
Are you sure it's a train, Mark?
No, I'm not, because a train would be 火车, this is 出租车. I should know this, because we had the conversation. So we can take the bus, or we can take the taxi. Can I ask, Crystal, could Hong Yu have said 我们可以坐大巴或可以坐出租车?
Absolutely.
So that's or, as opposed to and, the also 也可以. Okay, so 我们可以坐大巴也可以坐出租车. We can take the bus or take the taxi. And I suggest that we take the bus.
Because?
It's cheaper, basically.
我们可以坐大巴,也可以坐出租车。我们坐大巴。非常好,大巴很便宜。So
as Hong Yu says, the 大巴 is very cheap. 便宜. So the word for cheap, 便宜.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to buy our bus tickets, and that's our next conversation. But we're going to have a listen to that after our break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. So Hong Yu and I have arrived at the bus station to get our bus tickets for 慕田峪, and we're going to the Great Wall. So let's listen to the next part of our conversation where I'm booking the tickets for the bus.
您好,我想买2张去慕田峪的大巴票,多少钱?
一共40块.
给?
去慕田峪的大巴10点1刻发车.
谢谢.
Okay, let's go back through this conversation. We started by, well, I asked, I would like to buy two tickets to the 慕田峪 bus.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost? So what did I say?
您好，我想买两张去慕田峪的大巴票，多少钱？
So, that's the two times the to 慕田峪bus ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, and how much is that? So how much was it?
一共四十块。
So that would be 40 RMB、
mm-hmm.
altogether.
Yeah.
一共 What was the other word you taught us last time for altogether?
总共。
总共。Okay, so this time, 一共四十块 ,40 RMB altogether.、Mm-hmm. And then the lady says?
去慕田峪的大巴十点一刻发车。
Right, so she's giving us the time of the bus. So the bus that's going to 慕田峪is at 10 o'clock. 一刻发车 15 minutes past, a quarter yeah. past.
Yeah, quarter past 10, 发车 depart.
It leaves,、mm-hmm. yeah. So, yeah, the bus going to 慕田峪leaves at quarter past 10, and I thank her. Let's just listen to that conversation again.
您好。我想买两张去慕田峪的大巴票，多少钱？
一共四十块。
给。
去慕田峪的大巴十点一刻发车。
谢谢。
And in our final conversation for this lesson, Hongyu and I are on the Great Wall. Let's have a listen to the first part of this.
马克。你感觉怎么样？
长城太长了，我太累了。
Okay, I understand Hongyu's question in one sense, in that it sounds like 你怎么样、
mm.
How are you doing? But what's、mm-hmm. the other word he uses in there?
感觉 is feel. How are you feeling?
Right. And so I mentioned the fact that the 长城 is very 长, it's very long, and I'm quite tired.、
Mm.
我太累了 I'm so tired.、
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's listen to the next part.
加油，不到长城非好汉。
你说什么？我听不懂。
So, first of all, what does Hongyu say at the beginning of this part? He says, is it
加油? So if you want to learn 加油, literally, 加 means to add or、mm-hmm. to put in. 油 is oil or petrol, you know,
okay.
or fuel. So give me oil,、
yeah.
give me more oil.
Excellent. So it's a kind of encouragement、
yes.
thing. So 加油、mm-hmm. put more fuel in the fire
yeah,
and get、
exactly.
going, okay?、And then he says a phrase that I don't understand, and,、mm-hmm. and I think you'll need to help us with this because it's like a saying, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What does he say?
不到长城非好汉 不, we have learned, not.
Not, yeah.
到 arrive,
okay.
yeah. 长城 the Great Wall. 非 is a classic Chinese for 不. So not. 好 is good or great. 汉、
mm-hmm.
is a man. So if you have not arrived at the Great Wall, you are not a great man.
So this is the saying that Hongyu has said to me because he wants me to reach the
encourage you.
yep.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't really understand this because it's fairly complex.
But you want to be a great man, so you keep
course,
going.
Of course, yeah. I said, 你说什么？我听不懂。I don't understand.、Mm-hmm. So then he goes on and explains a little further.
你说什么？我听不懂。
哈哈，这是一句名言 ，a famous saying. 如果你没登上长城。你就不是一个勇敢的男人。嗯，很难。I will explain in English. If you fail to reach the Great Wall, you are not a great man.
Okay, Crystal, can you help us word by word here with what Hongyu says? He starts by saying it's a famous saying.
Yeah, 名言. 名 is famous.
Mm-hmm.
言 is speech or saying.
Okay.So while Hongyu explains to me there and then、
yeah.
in Chinese, can we now go through his words in English? So he starts、
okay.
by saying, 如果
meaning if,、
uh-huh.
你 you may not 登 means climb, 长城 or 登上 climb、
uh-huh.
up, 长城 the Great Wall, 你 you 就不是 then you are not 一个 个 is a magic word、
yep.
for person. 勇敢 meaning brave. 的男人 of
Men.
Of man, right, okay. So, yeah, it is quite complicated in there, but I'm glad he explained it in English to me. So if you fail to climb the Great Wall, you're not a great man. Mm-hmm. Well, with all of this, I was desperate to make sure I climbed it. So I went on and said, I want to climb the Great Wall.
Ah, 我想上长城。
太棒了,如果你成功了,我就请你吃火锅。
Okay, Crystal, again, you'll need to help us here. Some word-for-word translations.
Yeah. Again, 如果, if, yeah, 你, you, 成功 means succeed.
Right, if you succeed.
Yeah, 我就, I, then, 请你, 请, in this case, is to invite, okay? 你, invite you, 吃火锅, eat hot pot.
Hot pot, so the 火锅 is the hot pot that we've heard about already. Okay, well, at the time, I wasn't quite sure what he had said, so let's listen to the end of the conversation.
太棒了,如果你成功了,我就请你吃火锅。
I'm not sure what you said there, but I hope it was good.
I've just said that if you succeed, I will treat you to a Chinese hot pot.
太好了,how do you say let's go?
出发。出发。
Okay, so 出发, let's go. Is that different from something like 开始吧?
Yeah, they are different because 开始 means start.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and 出发 means we depart.
Okay.
Or we set out.
So is that the same as in 发车?
Exactly.
Right, it's beginning to come together. Okay, we have had three small conversations in this episode. Let's just listen to that last one again to get the whole idea of what was going on the Great Wall.
马克,你感觉怎么样?
长城太长了,我太累了。加油,不到长城非好汉。你说什么?我听不懂。哈哈,这是一句名言,a
famous saying。如果你没登上长城,你就不是一个勇敢的男人。嗯,很难。 I will explain in English. If you fail to reach the Great Wall, you are not a great man.
我想上长城。太棒了,如果你成功了,我就请你吃火锅。I'm
not sure what you said there, but I hope it was good.
I've just said that if you succeed, I will treat you to a Chinese hot pot.
太好了,how do you say let's go?
出发。出发。
I have to say, Crystal, it was a very memorable experience being on the Great Wall. Although we had been promised good weather, it wasn't beautiful sunshine, but I was really, really pleased because there was this kind of hazy mist around, which made it very atmospheric. And I was quite pleased with the photos I took there. So I'll definitely post some of these on the website for our listeners so they can see our photos from the Great Wall. And as I said earlier, there's a little video with Hong Yu and myself on the Great Wall talking a little about Coffee Break Chinese and what we were doing there. So you can have a look at that. Now, in addition to the audio episode of this episode, of course, we have our lesson notes, which will help you understand in greater detail what we are talking about in each of the conversations, with a transcript of the conversation, both in pinyin and in Chinese characters. And that way you can understand how the words are written as well as how they sound from the audio. And our bonus features also include our video version of the lesson and the bonus audio, which we're just about to record, and that will feature some translation challenges to help me test my translation skills and, of course, to help you test your translation skills too. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget that you can follow Coffee Break Chinese on social media. Just search for Coffee Break Chinese on Facebook. We are at Learn Chinese on Twitter. And you can also keep up with the Coffee Break team on Instagram. Just search for Coffee Break Languages. Post a comment and let us know how you're getting on learning Chinese with us.
And indeed, feel free to post a photo of your trip to the Great Wall of China if you have ever been lucky enough to visit the Great Wall of China, or indeed any other part of China or a Chinese-speaking area. We would love to see your photos, and you can post them on the Facebook page or indeed on social media and tag us in them. For now, that is it for this lesson. We hope you've enjoyed this special edition from the Great Wall of China. But for now, we'd just like to say welcome back. The next time you can join us for another episode.
谢谢, 欢迎再来。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.